Act with the moment, make it your friend, it will transform your life. Act with the moment, make it your friend, and it'll transform your life. We have always been people to prepare ahead of time. You know, we're going on a picnic, so we get all the stuff ready. We don't just say, okay, let's go on a picnic, and jump in the car and stop at the deli and pick up a few things and go, you know, and have a good time. But we got to prepare. In all things, we have to prepare. We have to plan ahead. We got to plan ahead. Oh, my goodness sakes, I'm taking the boss out for dinner, and I got to know a special restaurant and stuff. Ah, forget it. Say, boss, what do you like to eat? Oh, I like chili con carne. Ah, I would never thought of that. Wow, I know a great chili place. Let's go there. You know, boop, no planning. Just going and enjoying yourself. And the boss says, that's the best bowl of chili I ever had in my life. Actually, that's four bowls of chili. I ate four bowls. It was so good. Well, now, do you think the boss is going to like you? Do you think it matters? Did you enjoy the chili yourself? You bet. That's why you knew where to go. You both had the same taste. You both had the same feeling. Act with the moment. Make it your friend. It will transform your life. See, if we can flow with the moment, if we can flow with the wonderful experiences that are coming our way, whatever they may be, whatever they may be, and just flow with them, be happy with them. You know, Ingeborg, I'd like some honey. So Ingeborg gets me some honey, and she prepares it, and I say, warm it up. And Sylvia says, don't heat it under the sink there. Go and put it in the microwave. And so Sylvia says, Ingeborg says, well, that's interesting. Okay, I don't care. I'll do whatever you suggest. Doesn't matter to me. Hey, I'm a happy person. I don't have to have my own way. I don't have to have whatever I want. Act with the moment. Make it your friend. It'll transform your life. Go with it. 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 And Ellen, you know, you came in and you had this heavy heart. And I said, hey, cool it. Cool it. Relax. Relax. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. And before the day was over, it had passed. Before the day was over, it had passed. The world had fallen in on Ellen. The sky had fallen in. And she looked up and she said, my God, the sky fell in. And she says, what can be worse? You know, what can be worse? And then after Ellen changed her mind and thought, hey, the sky is still there. I'm still here. And I'm a real fine lady. I'm a real fine person. And I like me. And once she got these things straightened out in her mind again, you know, because, you know, we can all hear bad things think that the world's going to fall in on us. And then the moment we say, so, let her fall. Never had the world fall in on me before. I wonder how it's going to be. This would be most interesting, you know. Act with the moment. Make it your friend, and it'll transform your life. It will transform your life. It transforms your life because you are not worried. You are not anxious. You are not in the condition of being manipulated by it. You're just flowing with it. And you're the master, and you're having a ball. Right, Mr. Button? You're having a ball. Yes. Doing great things is always a ball, isn't it, Button? Yeah, Button just loves to go and chase a rabbit. If he sees a rabbit, he is after that rabbit until that rabbit is 100 miles away. And then if the rabbit has escaped, then Button turns around, comes back here. He says, nah, that's my before breakfast exercise. Now I'm ready for breakfast, you know. And then he comes back here and there's another rabbit. And he's off with that rabbit. He acts with the moment. He makes it his friend and it transforms his life. He goes after it. If he catches it, fine. If he doesn't catch it, fine. He comes back and he says, well, that was a good trip. That was good. Hey, you should have seen what I saw. I saw all sorts of birds flutter up from the bushes. I saw the sun coming through the morning clouds. I saw the trees whizzing by me. Oh, boy, you should have seen what I saw. There were 12 coyotes out there. They thought they'd come and join me. But I was after that rabbit, and I had no time for those silly coyotes, you know. And chook, they went off by themselves because they didn't see the streak of lightning go by. Because I'm a streak of lightning, Button tells us, whenever I'm chasing a rabbit. And that's not because I want to be mean to the rabbit, I want to eat the rabbit or anything. It's just I'm out for the chase. That's out for the fun. I act with the moment. I make it my friend, and it transforms my life. Now, can each of us do the same thing with the same enthusiasm? Do little children act like that? Sure we do. Do people act like that who have nothing else to do? Yeah. When the old men, you know, go to the park, and they all sit around the chessboard in the park, some kibitz and some play. You know what kibitz means? To offer suggestions. So some offer suggestions to the others while they play. So these guys are playing chess. And they're as though they're at the world peace table, establishing the conventions for truces and for peace and for world joy and harmony, you know, and there's such attention. They act with the moment. They make the moment their friend, and it transforms their life because they are into it. They're not worried. And then the other guy makes some move that they hadn't expected. Ho ho! Wow, you're making me think entirely differently now. Instead of all these thoughts that I had, which were going to slaughter you, now I got to have all different thoughts to slaughter you because you have just upset my apple cart. But you act with the moment, you make it your friend and let it transform your life. This is in games, this is in life, this is in reality, this is in anything you do, because the world is just so filled with grand and glorious adventures. Just so filled with exciting things to do that we don't really have time to take them all in. And so we just act with the moment, we make it our friend, and we let it transform our life. Act with the moment, make it your friend, and let it transform your life. Consider that. Consider that. Because that's what you do when you do the dishes. Act with the moment. When you're cooking a meal, you are a bunch of crazy cooks. You go in the kitchen and you look around. What shall we make? Oh, yeah, what shall we make? And so then you take out a piece of this here. And then you slice the cucumber. And then on the cucumber, you slice a bit of tomato. And you say, oh, that looks interesting. Now, let's see what we can do. And all of a sudden, you're acting with the moment. You're making it your friend. It's transforming your life as you're creating this culinary delight, you know. And you're creating this aesthetic thing that you look at and you think is so beautiful. And then you add a little bit of paprika, you add a little bit of cheese, you add a little bit of whatever you have to it. And it's just like our friends in New Mexico, when he talked to me, he says, so, by the way, what do you like to eat? I said, well, I prefer vegetables, but barbecued ribs and things like that occasionally, or they tickle me too, you know. And you just let them know that I said, anything you serve is going to make me very happy. You just watch and see. But thank you for caring, you know. So act with the moment. Make it your friend. It transforms your life. Now, I don't need the spare ribs, but he might think of adding something to the meal that he might not have added if I hadn't mentioned that. Not that he's going to have spare ribs, but spare ribs are very fatty, meaty things, you know. They're very richy, saucy things, and they're the one end to the other end, the bland, you know, ungarnished foods that we have sometimes. But you go in the kitchen, and you stand there, like the mother often stands there, what shall I make for supper? We could have spaghetti, we could have this, we could have that, we could have meat and potatoes, we could, you know, because the larder is full, you make your choice. And then all of a sudden, an idea comes into your mind, and the mother thinks, we haven't had my pizza for a long time. I am going to make a pizza tonight. And it's a little tough, but I'm going to make it. And so her oven's not that big, but it has many shelves. And so she makes about 12-inch pizzas, you know. And so she has them all here on the counter in front of all the shells. And she had prepared so nicely, thin shells. Then she takes the the sauce and spreads it over the shell. Each shell gets a swash load of sauce with a brush, you know, make it in there real good and nice. Then she takes some bacon, and she has crispy bacon, and she crunches it all up, and then she sprinkles it all over as a base down below. And then on top of that, she takes some cheese that she has grated up, and she spreads it all over, because it's going to spread out as soon as it melts. Then she begins to chop up veggies. She begins to chop up some carrots. She begins to chop up some celery. She begins to chop up some cucumbers. She begins to chop up all sorts of stuff. She says, oh, I mustn't forget my oregano, my dash of oregano that I put on my pizzas. They're the piece de resistance of my pizza. And so, and then she says, okay, now, after she has finished putting on maybe about five or six more series, she says, now, the final touch. And she goes to her refrigerator and she brings out the Canadian bacon. The Canadian bacon, which has such a wonderful flavor to it, and she puts it in the grinder, just like she's making a hamburger. And then with it, she just spreads it all over the top of each of the 12-inch pizzas. And then she takes them and puts them in the oven for her prescribed time. The oven's already heated. And when they're done, she brings them out. The family walk in at just that moment because that's supper time. And she puts it before them. And the smell is just beyond imagination. And they all heave to after they say, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. She acted with the moment. She let the moment be her friend as she was being creative with her culinary delight. And it transformed her life and the life of everyone else who was there at supper. Act with the moment. Make it your friend. It will transform your life. Act with the moment. Make it your friend. It will transform your life. I love you.